Okay, I've got 1:44, and we will reconvene this special meeting of the Quail County Commissioners Court at this time. Again, picking up with the budget workshop. This is the revenue side. Does not have the,
thank you.
No, you're welcome. It does not have the notes with it. All right, so with having about 90% of our inputs in, and most notably the big ticket items, I would ask that you turn to the very last page. It should be page 37 of the one you can't read.
Okay. Oh.
Well, yes. Of the tiny print. So you'll see where we are. Total with a tax rate of 38.94, which is about 3.5 cents over the no new revenue rate. Would bring our total reserves down to 20.3%. And from just the general fund standpoint, from the general fund standpoint, it would leave us with a reserve balance of 22. I'm not sure whether it's 9.3 or 8.3. Almost 23%. The increase in out-of-county housing hit us hard. We absorbed quite a few deferred costs from previous budgets that we had utilized ARP funding on. Health insurance premiums hit us a little bit. A good portion of the targeted salary increases with our law enforcement, as well as the
road and bridge.
Not road and bridge. Okay. We're absorbing all the road and bridge with the lawyers from the schedule that Mr. Belt and Mr. Boyd had presented to us. Those get absorbed through the grant funding. And if you want to turn to here in front of me. If you want to turn to page 28 in the tiny print, that's the grant support fund. There was $300,000 that we had put in there for Matching grant funds under contract services, professional fees being $250 of it. And then we have some commitments for the Karst Invertebrate Coalition that we are a part of. And that's the $50,000 that you see at the bottom. And then you'll also note that there are three new additions there for the county attorney, the district attorney, and law enforcement. And we will transfer funds out of there to make those salary increases, as well as targeting body cameras. But I just haven't added all that, all of those up and gotten those where they are reflective over in the general fund. That's the meat and potatoes of from yesterday to today. But you can see that we're gonna have to do some reducing somewhere, and I'm still looking for it.
What that dollar amount is?
The
target dollar amount to reduce.
The target dollar amount would be approximately $1.2 million. That one penny is approximately $440,000.
$447,000.
No, it changed. Once we got Carruthers stuff, I think
it may be on that.
I thought somewhere else. I thought it'd be up to 474.
Oh, I can tell you. Wait. Look in the cheat sheet. Way of finding out is if you look on the capital improvement fund. I believe is fund 70. It's a program, the formula rate in there. Then we've got a penny going into it. And so a penny is generating, based off those calculations, $449,158.98. So $450. So 3.5 cents may be a little bit, that may be a little high when I say that, probably closer to three. I think that's just, am I doing my math right?
Yeah.
If you look at page 4 and professional fees, there was a pretty significant increase in that. And I've tried to put out there in the notes what the explanation of those some projected costs, but our audit's basically 30. A master plan for the courthouse would be 60. For managed IT services is 320, engineering services, and that would be like for surveys, replatting, that type thing. There was 50 there. Legal is 50, and to contract for GIS services, as well as some license, I've got projected at 65. I will more than likely do some whittling on that. When you look through here, you'll see some red dots. Those are next to the lawyers that'll be transferred in. I don't have those for the for all the deputy things. And there are the last one is kind of just general. When you go to page 16, under other supported services, we have a line for donations. I prefer to call those contributions. I think Matthew may even, or Mr. Wood may even, rework that as allocations. But that's our contributions to MHMR, the Historical Commission, the museum, the senior centers, our match, grant match for the Meals on Wheels program, the Child Welfare Board, household hazardous waste matching funds, and then the one we picked up this year was the Hill Country Transit District to maintain our level of rural transit through the HOP. Let's. That's the condensed version of. And if y'all would, I've got it in the notes too. Under the JL, if y'all double check, because I was kind of going back through the notes and we discussed it. My calculations for meals. I think we're going to be looking at page 12. Okay, in the notes, I had 150 days of 90 meals at $6 a day. Is that, Commissioner Matthews, I think you'd reached out to, is that a reasonable figure? Okay. And then it was going to be 210 days at 140 meals or 140 people at $6 a day. And that would be when we occupied the expansion, the jail addition.
We maybe cut that by one.
Okay.
Yeah, Jeff told me today that when they poured the slab, mm-hmm. Well, of course the current jail thing was not square.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And a couple of, so when he did all his recalculations, were 3 square feet short of having one body.
Yeah. No.
So no. A 3 square feet. So he would. Now, and I think we're going to you know, try to petition the jail commission for an exception, but it would have to make a 12 person cell. That would be an 11 person cell because of, yeah. And mm-hmm. the corridor is, yeah, I mean, you won't notice it by the naked eye, but yeah. It's like, it'll be slightly crooked because with it boarded, it's kind of, yeah.
Skew.
We got the exception thing once we file. But I think
I shouldn't laugh.
I think this one's different. The director has the ability to even waive that. Yeah. Hopefully 3 square feet doesn't. But
why? Look, what is our numbers today?
Monday was 170 something.
Yeah. 71 in ours, I think 70, or it's either way, 75, 71, I think, on Johnson County in ours.
Oh. 173 Monday, 81 in Coryell, 75 in Johnson, 2 in Haskell. 15 in Boston, 173 total.
Who do we think, projecting wise, we're going to spend this year on the inmates? An idea?
We're
putting
1.7.
I put in 2.2.
Yeah,
sorry. But I went back and did my calculations, and it was a little bit less than that. But now I can't remember, and I didn't save it apparently because it didn't show up out here. I tried to put it out there the same way I did on the meals, so you could see those. So it's
do you think
it? So it should be.
Can we whittle off some of that?
So I think I calculated 80 inmates out of county by 150 days by 100. Let me see if that number looks familiar to me. So 80 out of county times 210 days times 100 is 1.68. That doesn't look right. Yeah, I don't know what I did wrong. Okay, so 1.2 million. If we were housing up to 80 for 150 days, and again, that would be prior to occupying the expansion. And then I believe I computed 40 out of county by 210 days by 100 or 215 days. I think I went ahead and did the extra 5 days in there. So 40 by 215 times 100, when it would be an additional $860.
$860,000. I got it.
Which would put us at 2,060,000. So that 2.2 million, 2,200,000 on there, I believe we can reduce that to 2,060,000. So 190, close to 200,000, we could take off of there. But, you know, And I believe that there's some cushion built into that because not all counties are charging us $100 a day.
Right.
But by the same token, we're trying to use an average daily count computed in there. So without having a significant crystal ball, anticipate that 2,060,000 is what. Excuse me, is what we need to program in there. And I think there's I think there's some opportunities to shift some of the last remaining ARPA funds a little bit. I need to get with Matthew to see how he wants to do that. So, I mean, I don't think we're too awful bad right now, but we're not as close as I would like for us to be.
I mean, I know it's still 12,500. I know that our VSO requested an additional VSO, but is that a need or is that a want? $12,500. Additional body that really.
What I pose back to you is it's kind of what level of service, you know, do we want to provide? He for being part time, he does a lot of work that he's not charging the county for, and I believe that. Mr. Smith does want to reduce his workload some. And I think that there are some retired veterans out there that may be a little bit younger than he is that would give us a good transition. And I, you know, for 12.5, I mean, I don't. You know,
I'm just saying, you know,
I'd take
your crumbs to make a cake. And so, you know, later you got to start. Okay. I mean, when you pose it, I was like, okay. Didn't that traditionally, though, wasn't that before a volunteer?
It was.
Started.
And the, and
I
then
think
the,
you guys started paying them 3 or 4 years ago.
The VA changed their access rules. So, prior to 2022, you could be a designated VSO and you could file claims directly with within the VA system, within their software system, you could access it. And then they changed it to, in 2022, they changed it to you had to be employed by the county to be able to access that. So that's when we started paying Mr. Smith, a small hourly fee to. And prior to that, you know, we had paid him mileage. Well, now we don't pay him mileage anymore unless he's going out on a he's got annual training that he does and some other things. So.
Myself and Ms. Weddle do visit with a gentleman. I may need her to refresh my memory, but I believe his name is Williams here. And that was interested in helping. And for some reason, I thought he said he had access because of his status in something else. I didn't understand it all because there's a bunch of acronyms. and that was back when Mr. Smith thought about leaving or something of that nature. And then I told Mr. Williams, and I'm thinking it's Williams. I said, Mr. Smith's not leaving. And he goes, okay. And I mean, we communicated over 3 or 4 days. And I think he's right there on 116. But I have to get with her. I know she has an email because when we met, I asked her to get his information, and I think they were corresponding at one point.
Yeah, Mr. Smith's in he lives in Commerce Cove, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that would,
yeah.
At minimum, whichever one we get, we probably want to get somebody up on this north end so they can
kind of split, and then some overlap because. Like this week, Richard's out of the net. He's taking a little vacation time. And there's
never met the guy. I've only heard him.
Nobody's
in the building.
He goes above and beyond. But it's we do have, according to the VA's data, and they release once a year. Coryell County has the highest percentage of veterans of any county in the state.
Well, speaking of that, where did Bill land on that about the counties getting reimbursed for? Did that die?
You just really wanted to set me off today, didn't you?
No. I was following that for a little while.
There was tremendous support for it in the House. I was not there on the day when the Senate committee picked it up. But the people that were present told me that it was almost as if they didn't even know what it was about. And it was our senator is the one that was the sponsor on the Senate side of that action.
Okay.
And so when there was no prep, so when they saw the price tag of that bill, it didn't go anywhere. So what I believe. Because I haven't read through the whole spending bill, but what I believe is that the program is going to continue as it was with the same level of funding. And provided that there are no new counties or cities out there that become eligible, and there could be, like Gatesville's right on the cusp. One of the criteria is you have to have a 1.5% revenue loss. And for the last 3 or 4 years, talking with their city manager, they've been at like 1.4, or not, maybe it's 2%. It is. It's 2% revenue loss, and they've been at like 1.4, 1.5, because the criteria is 2% revenue loss, and you have to have a common boundary with the installation. And so the from the comptroller reports that I've seen, Nolanville, they don't qualify. Nolanville loses 25% of their property tax revenues every year. We lose. And we're the county that loses the most. We lose something like 12%,
yes.
I believe.
12% of a much bigger number than Nolanville.
Yes. Right. So, I mean, and Last year's reimbursement was 49% of our revenue losses. So we basically lost 6%.
Okay.
Lampasas County, I believe, is second to us in percentage of revenue loss. They fully lost 10%, and they don't have a common boundary with a military installation, so they got no reimbursement.
Because it was really hot and heavy, and I hadn't seen any updates.
I felt very positive about it. I, for the life of me, I mean, I would have told you that, hey, this thing's going to get funded. And the numbers were.
I kind of read, reading between the words. Didn't you think maybe Senator Flores did not prepare the Senate?
I don't.
Well enough.
I don't believe that he did.
Okay.
But again, I was not there, and I'm giving that the people, some of the people that were there, that's what they relayed to me. So,
can't get anything there.
And if you put it on our current tax rate, that's, about a penny and a half.
Yeah.
That. So. Questions or comments?
Would you like us to do? Go through and I say red line, but put some red lines by the ones that we think are negotiable.
I think that would be helpful. I mean, I know that there's some things that I can, like the managed IT.
We don't have a clue.
I can pare that down a little bit.
Then we talked about doing an RFP, and obviously it
there's
why I was trying to find indigent bills. What did we end up doing on their contingency? Because I know we talked about that one quite late.
We took $100,000 out of that.
Okay.
I don't always remember the order on these things. And give me just a second.
I know. I don't know why that one always eludes me.
Find it.
I can usually find the 440.
Oh, yeah, it's right there at the top of the page. So they had been.
You find it?
Yes.
What page?
Page six.
Right.
At the top of the page.
Ah.
Very, very top. I think they're. Yeah, I think that. Yeah, the.
Yeah.
Their actual title line is on page the bottom page five, and then if you,
yep.
you go over. I think we can take a little bit more out of that. I'm back and bouncing back and forth between Matthew's spreadsheet and my spreadsheet, so I lose track of some of the items
ever so often.
But there was $100,000 that had been put in there to contingencies. They have historically had a contingencies line in there. When COVID came around, we used some of the ARP funding because we weren't sure what we were going to have to do as far as where to have court, how to have court. And I believe Mr. Wood had talked to Judge Farrell about, removing that. And my understanding is he was fine with that.
Okay. I mean, it was already a pretty significant cut from last year. So I just remember that being a big number.
It was, and I think, again, we could probably shave a little bit off of that. We had put, and it still is in here, a vehicle or, templating a vehicle purchase for AgriLife. I'm going to reach out to them and see if we can't get maybe a little more refined.
Yeah. Although I think that's a great idea. That is a,
No, I'm not saying cut that. That was not,
I originally talked to them about, maybe doing a fundraiser and would the county then pick up maintenance? I said, I like that idea. I think there's,
even if, they partially, could pay for that.
Right.
I mean, anything right. that they
for
can do
that. I brought up the idea of putting, logos on the vehicle. Well, there's your chance. We've shown one thing. This town's willing to pay for signage on the ball fields and stuff like that now.
Mm-hmm. No,
that is a whole community there that, as I said, was it 400 and something kids now strong, which is, that's great. That's a whole lot of families. We might find a benefactor to be willing to help with that one.
It's been an awful long, an awful lot of years have gone by. But when I was that 4-H age here locally, that 4-H was active, but it wasn't near right. that, and it was really. Kids showing cattle,
yeah,
sheep, goats,
pretty much,
kind of
geared up for the livestock show, and pretty much that was what
that was it.
And now it's everything,
it's gone way beyond.
Like I said, Mr. Belt's comment rang in my head. He doesn't see many of the 4-H kids in his
No.
What do we put in there for a vehicle?
70. I did not put in here new vehicle for Constable Beveridge.
Okay.
I don't know if y'all saw his last email, but I think his the price quote he had was like 74 and some change.
Yeah.
I mean, I know vehicles are expensive, but there's got to be a balance between need and want.
Well, and I would defer to somebody who's actually, you know, driven a law enforcement vehicle. Fisher Matthews, there was some, you know, offering up the difference between an Explorer and a Tahoe. I mean, I know if somebody was giving me a vehicle, I know which one I'd want. I'd want the Tahoe. Did that clearance thing hold any water with you?
There's a little bit. I never drove the Explorer. I've driven the Tahoe.
I think
that the Charger, in my opinion, for city, that stuff is better.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean that the Tahoe was first gone to by your CB type guys. You know, they drove trucks before. And they had to carry portable scales and some other stuff. And then the dog handlers got them, and then everybody seemed to went to them.
Yeah.
But I was unclear on the makeup because it didn't break out like cages and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I didn't see it on there, the breakout of add-ons.
I'll print that last email quote that I got, because it's like a quote sheet. It's got all of that.
I still didn't see the. I didn't think I saw everything.
Well, it may not have even had it all priced out. I was. Because a lot of that stuff doesn't make any sense to me, but he had sent an attachment that listed all the things on there that was included in that upfit or outfitting or whatever.
Ground clearance.
Eight.
Well, yeah, that's what I was.
7.9.
Yeah, that. Well, is that for the Explorer or for the Tahoe?
Explorer 7.9.
Yeah, 7.9 to 8.3, I guess, depending. But this, the one I'm looking at, doesn't show the ground clearance at the top of. If you can just see, he was saying that the reason he wanted that was his one thing was the ground clearance. Not the size, not the ride, the ground clearance.
They say that Explorer will scoot too. Oh. Only experience I have with the Explorer was when that defect in the tires. So the truck was like that.
And then they, while there, they call them the Exploders.
And then there's another website that says 10 inches.
Yeah. I'm sure it depends on.
I'm saying front baggage.
I just didn't think there was going to be a significant difference in those ground clearance. And I don't know what's the difference in the price. If it's
well, the base all well on the fold is $48,760. And then the one for Rocktail Ford, that's also a big floor, $67,215. So that's a big difference.
Yeah.
But it did have in the LED lights, siren, pre-wired. And I don't think the Caldwell unit, since it says base model, is going to have the pre-wire for your lights and stuff like that.
Yeah, that floor's got that 3.0 liter EcoBoost. Mm-hmm. That's a little V6, man. The V6 engines they're making now are. Tahoe's got 5.3 V8.
Yeah, there was the nice at the Rockdale was 48.7 versus, well, they're both 48.7. On the board.
And that's certainly worthy of investigating. I know it's different. It's long working, but I had a company car most of my life. I really didn't care what they gave me, as long as it, you know, got me from point A to point B.
Yeah, of course, the Tahoe was 49.5 was space, and then updating was an additional 31.
So really the basis, but didn't seem.
No, they're not a huge difference.
Okay.
But it is a plain Jane looking, you know, mm-hmm. unit. Most all the police units are kind of plain Jane looking until you add all the bells and whistles.
31,000 dollars.
This one, it does have a breakdown, but it just doesn't have a dollar breakdown other than the total.
And it could be because I don't have any experience in it, but 31,000 seems like a pretty healthy number for, I mean,
and all them cargo boxes and all that kind of stuff, it starts adding up. In the back. Of course, life bars are not cheap anymore. The problem is that you could be running with the lights or not.
Yeah.
Those are right.
We can't get away with the Hawaii 50, where you.
Yeah, I was just saying, that's what I was going to say. I was thinking Andy Griffith.
Yeah, I was. Well, you know, they're kind of low key. And then you slap the magnetic light up there. And
I still have a Kojak light.
I don't know, Kojak. There's another one.
Yeah.
You know, the wild card to the type of budget that we run? Is it our budget assumes full 100% employment?
There's a,
and I don't know what our what that multiplier would be. You know, are we usually, do we run at 90% full employment? Do we run at 80% full employment?
Please don't ask me to quote the statute, but we are required to fully fund every position.
Oh, no, I get that.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought you were...
No. That's not what I was implying. What I was implying is our... Okay, so I'm looking through here, and of course, you know which one, you know, the sheriff's department comes right out. They got a bunch of open positions. We're not paying those positions, but we're funding them.
Yes. Yes.
And so if history presents itself, I was just kind of wondering what our, you know, what our yearly fully burdened, you know, labor is, and then what our actual, you know, payout is. You know, is it 85% of the budgeted dollars are spent? And it's overinflated for open positions.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And it doesn't really help with the, you know, establishing the budget, but, you know, right off the bat, you know, it's a cushion for our M&O. And that's one of the reasons I don't get overly concerned if we fall below 25% on the reserves. And I'm not saying hit that 15% mark. That's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
But, you know, at 25%, and typically we factor in the, you know, our debt obligation into that as well. Well, our debt's a, you know, a fixed amount on a fixed payment schedule.
Yep.
So as long as we are, you know, maintaining that 25% based off of M&O, that's going to cover us for those first 3 months. And we do have revenues that are coming in. It's not that we don't.
Right, there's some. whole nother workshop. I know there was a lot of history in, and I was listening to the meetings at that time, I believe, when all the conversation about the sheriff's department overtime, switching from the 168, you know, there was a lot. I just remember listening to all that. There was a lot of teeth mashing, you know, going on over that. And
we do have, you know, within the sheriff's department, there is overtime that is, you know, built into.
Right. I believe the only department, right? It has built in.
And I
didn't know how big that is.
If you give me just a second, I will. Yeah.
I know you've got it blued here.
That's not my blue. I believe that's 20,000.
Okay.
That
was a lot more than that.
Well, that's the jail has 20,000.
Ah.
And then the sheriff's department has 45,000. And I believe I did see under dispatch. Or no, the dispatchers had asked about, you know, overtime.
Right.
And they fall under that same. Now, I don't know that the court has taken action to identify that the dispatchers could earn overtime, but it would be subject to that same pool of money. And I'm going to make a bold assumption that that overtime is included in, if you look at your expense report under just salary others for the sheriff's department as a just total part of that, because it's not on the expense sheet. Doesn't break that out. And so going back to expenditures as of June 30th, the sheriff's department was at, you know, 71.9% of their payroll, as opposed to straight line would be 75%.
So where they were lacking in open positions, they were making up in overtime pay.
Correct.
Or they're a little under.
Yeah, that, no, yeah, they're still, I mean, they're
yeah
below.
I think the bulk of that overtime on that one this year went up to the community service person that I've started.
From the readers.
Under other supported services, right. Page 16. Sure. I mean, that's kind of the, you know, that is one area we can certainly look at. Economic mm-hmm. development.
Mm-hmm.
Was that money we were paying to the Economic Development Board that I don't even know exists anymore? What was that? What is that for?
It was there.
Any expenditures on it this year?
Well, we there hadn't been.
Okay. Try it.
That's
25,000. That's redlined.
I would prefer not to strike the whole thing, but I certainly don't mind cutting a portion of that out.
Bump it down to about $2,000, like the yeah. Inmate work program thing.
So
community service program.
Economic development. We're gonna what we're gonna do that. Gonna cut it in half.
I mean, it's still there at $2,500, quite a bit of money if something were to arrive. They come up with a flyer or a plan or something.
And this is a good thing. There's things that we don't spend money on. You know, when I see zeros, to me, a zero, if we haven't touched it in a year, kind of the old adage, right? If it's in your closet for a year and you haven't worn it, you probably should just get rid of it.
Did we use it? Do we use any funds a year before last?
I don't know.
Did we use any funds on a year before
last? Economic development?
Yes.
Probably not the year before, but the year before that.
Yeah, they were very active. Years ago, I haven't.
COVID put a big dent in their activity, I think there were some because the our economic development was all volunteer,
right?
I think a few of them that were kind of key pieces of it. Maybe lost a little interest or dedication to it.
Yeah, we didn't use anything on equipment, so that.
Mm-hmm. Put 15,000 in there for equipment under other supported services. Yeah,
21, they didn't use any.
Yeah, I guess, and you know, we've got a new, I've read the article this weekend, you know, they just hired a consultant, you know, to do an economic, basically an economic development plan. Supposedly has had some pretty good success in other areas. A little scary. Did anybody else read that?
I didn't.
I read over, I mean, I didn't read the article in detail, but yes, I know what you're
company. I guess it's people have access to it. They track our cell phones.
Yes.
And they provide, you know, back and say, well, so many people were at Walmart on this day. And so many people, it's like, wow. They're tracking every move that we made. And then they use that to go attract other businesses.
Copper Co. did a study, I think, that's very similar to what Gatesville's looking into.
Yeah.
They
had touched a couple others.
I sat in a briefing on it, and the way I understood it was that certain apps that you download on your phone are connected to data, and they'll collect demographics off of that. If the app is somehow tied to like your age, your race, your whatever, so they can they can start, and then it does periodically. It'll have data points. That if your cell phone is within a particular data point, it registers, and companies take that information and they bundle it and they turn around and then they sell it. So
there was kind of a backdoor point to that. The economic development is really not geared towards the county. What are we going to promote? Pig farms and stuff like, there you go, maybe. It's really geared towards your urban centers for us, really Copper Cove and Gatesville, the two areas that are going to attract new businesses. I think you should either, if not cut it.
There was a pig farm
completely.
I tell you, the one thing that I think the Economic Development Board did really well is, and this was prior to me taking office, I think it was 2015 or 16. They had actually hired a consultant that put together some demographic information, and they had a pretty good booklet.
Yeah, I saw it.
Just prior to COVID, I talked to our Economic Development Board to it was at that 5-year mark, and it was about time to update that data. They seemed pretty interested in doing that. And I think we're in the process of reaching back out to that company. And then we had this thing called COVID. I see that as a... that's not centric to Copper's Cove. That's not centric to Gatesville. It really did have a county approach to it. What I would have liked to have seen is, but it was very county specific. It didn't touch on the fact that, we have two regional airports that are, three regional airports that are within, a 45-minute drive of the center of the county. There's an international airport that's within an hour and a half drive of the county. There are three major recreational lakes, within an hour's drive of the county. I thought it was good that it really focused on Coryell County, but if it would have just spread its reach out just a little bit further to capture that data.
This is part of I'm generally anti-consultant.
Yeah.
They usually are very costly and they'll tell you things, half of it about you already know. You just applied yourself and put it down. I too saw that thing. And unless somebody, in order to drive economic development, a brochure doesn't do it. You have to be reaching out.
Mm-hmm.
To companies, you have to be contacting those companies, you have to be inviting those companies. If they're not doing that, if you're not doing that, it's not an economic development.
If you recall, there were I think there were eight economic areas that
were identified
right. And you are correct that To the best of my knowledge, given that information, the Economic Development Board had not really followed through and pursued any companies that,
and they're volunteer.
That's
where I kind of get it, is
they have a JOB, and when we get to that point, I think we're on the cusp with the development of a RCP and some of these other planning grants that were, you know, close to receiving, I think. To me, that would give more foundation to then look into, you know, what is that plan for economic development from a county standpoint.
So right now, we just want to leave about 3,000 in there?
I think it's reasonable to, you know, I know this doesn't cut it probably as deep as y'all, some of you want to, but I think it's reasonable to leave about 10,000 in there. And if it gets down to the point to where we're a smidgen away, well, we can cut some more.
Okay.
Sure. I mean,
plug in 10 and see. But hey, I'm grasping. You know,
you
came in here and said we need to.
No,
well, then something else to the next equipment. We didn't use anything there.
What did we have that under?
That is a $30,000. I mean, I don't, it's not much, but it's that's a spot to start. We need equipment.
I think that's kind of one of those contingency lines. If we cut every contingency line and then that something happens,
say leave 5,000 in there? I'd be able to give up that 25,000 just in that little area there.
I would, for that one, I'd like to consult with Mr. Wood to, because maybe we might need to reach out to his predecessor to see how, in fact, they utilize that historically.
Well, you, let's get this tongue in cheek. You caused this hysteria.
No.
You know, 3,894, you know, rate, and saying we need to cut 1.whatever million.
Yes.
And
don't get me wrong, I'm not, okay. I hope it doesn't sound like I'm trying to be defensive. I mean, I certainly have it that you've identified that equipment, you are comfortable cutting that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this helps me.
Zero,
I've cut 155,000, 140 out of the board, and 15,000 right there, so it's
100.
So we're
10%
of the way.
10%.
Yeah, so
10% of the way.
We're not making a lot of ground.
Well, he skated out. Do y'all want to touch on any of the road and bridge? Those are potentially there's some big cuts there, and I'm not saying scalp it. That's not what I'm trying to imply. But is there anything y'all would want to look at there? I shouldn't rephrase that. I shouldn't say that you want to look at, because I don't think anybody wants to look at that. But
I will use L added that if the citizens see something being done on the road, that's the least place I'm willing to put it. Because if they see if the car isn't getting torn up, they see progress on the roads. Yeah, I mean, I know the jail is there to protect everybody, but there's only a handful of people that use that jail. If you look at the victims or the person that's in there, it's necessary evil, but everybody travels.
If the citizens had a choice, either to get rid of road and bridge or get rid of this commissioner's board, I know which one they would choose. Because they don't see it, right? I get exactly what you're saying. You know, Judge, the only, you know, I don't even know if that's fair. It's only, you know, sometimes you pay the sins of your forefathers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Commissioner Matthews, you know, was, well, I know you were not here, and I don't know if you were listening when I said, you know, this may also be one of those years where we're not going to hit the no new revenue rate.
Yeah.
Because we're having to pay, you know, for some of those of taking our eye off the ball and not adjusting these salaries over time. The only other option I see is, pay increases in some kind of a 2-year, you know, phase-in. You know, that's about the only thing you could do to cut anything significant.
Yeah, the only problem with that is when you already short staff, you had to put it at the start. And don't get me wrong, I don't like paying taxes, but it's a necessary evil to drive and have protection. And
I think every county is faced with this right now. I mean, and this is just a sad commentary. You know, we had another murder. Guess what? Night before last? You know, when I looked at the demographics of Coryell 10 years ago, when I moved out here, I said, "Ooh, yes, sweet, one murder in the last 10 years.
And yeah, but you was coming from H-Town.
Well, that's, trust me.
Anything looks better than that.
That's a 45 minute.
You know,
Hank Waller looked better than that.
I mean, I'll tell you the story sometime. Yeah, I mean, I had a carjacking in mine. You know, my neighborhood, you know, two driveways over, you know, shot the guy. I heard the shot. And the bullet ended up landing in my backyard. And I had to go testify and two murder kids just wanting a BMW. So, but my point being was, you know, we've seen our jail capacity continue to go up. So we've seen
increased use on the road.
We've seen our prosecutors having to expand because we've got so many more cases. We've got, you know, these are just hardcore realities that this county is having to come to grips with. We're there. I mean, we're at this, you know, this spike. Is it a bell curve? I don't know. You know, is it going to do this, you know, and then start to, you know, level off? We got to pay for it. It goes against all every hair that's left on my. I can actually say it goes against all the hair on my body. How that, you know, even talking about that, but you're gonna have to correct sometime, Judge. And I know we've been making some incremental steps, but this is one of the bigger ones that we have to make. After going through here, all I've got is 1,000 here, 2,000 there. Yeah. 1,500 here. I don't see any significance except for the few that I pointed out. Hey. And I'm not being a smart ass. And the one that was posed yesterday about the EMC position, yeah, it's $100,000. You know, I've really been, I Thinking a lot about that. I don't know. You know, and I always say, remember anything we take out in a year, we realize that we really needed it. Because sometimes you take something away, that's when you realize you really needed it. Or you can do without it. You can always put it back in. Yeah, you know, we can put things back in. So sometimes you have to take things out to see whether it's really necessary or not. I'm not even looking for a, don't even know. I'm struggling with it myself.
I'm going to do a little more assessing. I know I can refine a few things. And I'm pretty sure that I can find close to a penny.
Got all of our funds accounted for, you think? And is the addition, we don't have that number yet. Is the additional monies coming in from new properties factored into that number?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Yeah. No, the revenues.
I was hoping you'd tell me though.
Yeah, I wish. I mean, we looked pretty extensively on the revenue side of things.
Yes, I know you and Matthew were working on that.
If the state funded the disabled veteran tax exemptions, you know, there's, like I said, that's a penny and a half right there. Because what we've got programmed in there is 50% reimbursement. That's the number that you're seeing there. But we don't have it. I mean, you know, I can't make that happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
So
kind of like I've heard courts in the past cry about unfunded mandates. That's what they are. Yeah, got to pay for them. We got to figure out how to minimize them. And
you know, and we could, because it's, you know, it's just paper until the money actually comes in. You know, I had a little bit of a decrease in our septic inspection fees revenues coming in from what is projected, because when they get their initial inspection, they're kind of on a 2-year cycle,
right?
So even though we're still processing a lot of new septic systems. We're not at the same rate we were last year, which was a record year for us. But the ones that were done last year aren't due for reinspections.
Right.
And that dollar amount significantly lower than initial construction. That's just a maintenance inspection.
What's the charge for that? $25 a year? Or?
That's not even provided by us. No, we collect a fee for
a fee, right?
There's a fee for that, and I would defer to Lisa. I know that the initial permit is, I think it's
$500,
$350, $450, and $650.
Right.
But if you got and I don't know. The $350, $450, I don't know if one's aerobic and one's anaerobic or
two tank, or three tank, like four tank, you know, how many gallons.
And then commercial is the one that's $650.
Yeah.
And I don't know what those thresholds are.
But like you said, that's a one time, you know, the other is an annuity that keeps.
Yes. And so you'll see some. Over time, that number is going to grow. I don't ever foresee that number going down. It's just between 22 and 23 and 23 and 24. In 22 and 23, we saw some, you know, big jumps. I think we're like from 65,000 to 80,000 was that number, if I remember correctly.
Continue to just make some red lines, make suggestions.
The salary, county court at law, not the judge, but you got the original and you got proposed. I mean, is that because the class is not complete or what?
That is the intent of that. Is that he has historically I was just informed that the reinspection fees, annual fees are $20 on those.
That's 25 figures right there.
Instead of having a court coordinator and a court reporter, he's had one combined position.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not saying that that's what that person's going to get paid right now, but he anticipates that she'll either complete that training.
That's what I'm asking. Is that training anticipated to be completed this year in 24?
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I don't know what her schedule is.
Got some more numbers on the set. $350 for class one, our standard system, $450 for spray system,
roping.
Last year we did 205. I'm assuming that's inspection. Will be new systems this year. We are at 107.
And there's a rooftop that goes with every one of them.
Okay, so some of these subdivisions do rooftops.
Have the water, the grants that the court was going to give to the water corporation, is that in here?
Mm-hmm. The numbers aren't plugged in. I think Matthew's got those. I don't know what's drawn down. That's it's under its own fund, under the water system support fund. 173. And they had moved half of that funding over, I believe they've spent about, if I'm reading it correctly, about 220 something thousand. So this year, we're going to transfer the other half of that designated fund into Fund 73 so that they can draw that down. And we'll encourage them to draw those funds down. And I can't tell you. Well, yeah, no, it's listed. Yeah,
some of them are still waiting on generators. The only one that I know that's completed is Leon Junction.
Is Leon Junction complete?
So
installed and up and functioning. Yes.
And by that time, all of the generators won't work.
Yeah, exactly.
It won't be groundwater.
Just an absolute joke. Who maintains our generator out here?
I believe maintenance does.
Okay.
I mean, it's the same thing over at the jail, I think, too. They go over there. I don't know what their cycle is, but they go and they fire it up and make sure that it, pistons go up and down or side to side.
Oil changing.
When they do the jail inspections, we always
do the oil changing.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't get sure. I've never seen anybody working on this one at all out here. And, you know, it's got that annoying little light that comes on that says, time for you to. I don't mind this.
I do want to, and I probably should have told you this earlier too. Mr. Baden had reached out to me about funding some radios, replacing radios in the communication van, mobile EOC, if you will. And that price tag was going to be $114,000. We already had $100,000 programmed into the firefighter fund for this year. And I'll ask him to see if he can squeeze that other $14,000. You know, I mean, if it came down to it, we could cover that, but I think there are some avenues there that they could reach out to other than just the county. Big sheets, it's page 30. That's fund 72. Little sheets. Give me a second on the little sheets. Little sheets, it's going to be page 29.
No, it's County Fire Department. There's that $100,000 in ARPA funds, I guess. That's 77,000.
And we do try to keep a little bit in that fund for contingencies.
Yeah.
A few years ago when they had the Harmon Road fire,
mm-hmm.
a lot of expenses were incurred, and there just wasn't anything left in the kitty to really be able to help them out.
Right.
After the Crittenburg fire last year, God, it's amazing that it was just last year. we were able to help them out with a little bit of stipend to cover fuel and some of their maintenance.
Judge is not allowed to make that gesture.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think I can still find a penny out there.
I'll revise tomorrow.
I'm hoping so.
Okay, good. All right. We get out of here, you can go do that.
If you've got something else, just
anything else to dig into, except I can do it privately instead of sitting here. In other words, I have nothing else to discuss today.
Okay. Mr. Masham. Mr. Matthews.
I'm still looking through it. The nickel and diamond here and there, but.
Tomorrow you come back with yours. We'll all come back with our little red check marks and discuss any others. And yeah, I think we're down to pennies here, pennies there. But I'm good with that.
We can just find three. That's all it needs, three pennies.
Three pennies. Yeah. But, three really big, three very large pennies.
That's all you need.
That's all it needs, three. Yeah. You know. Yeah. But if you see something that just jumps out at you, please don't hesitate to let me know, and
I already found the jumps for me.
Nobody's got anything else, then we're in recess until tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.